Spring is here, which means in the Great Lakes, you probably won't be hearing as much about lake effect snow for a while, that phenomenon when cold air passes over the Great Lakes and leads to blizzard conditions. It can be annoying, but it's part of life in the Great Lakes, and it turns out companies are embracing the lake effect name. Angelica Morrison of Here and Now contributor Great Lakes Today reports from Buffalo.
What's in a name? Turns out a whole heck of a lot. It's how this women's roller derby team stands out from the crowd. They're the Lake Effect Furies, kicking off a scrimmage with a group cheer here in Buffalo, New York.
Okay, here we go, girls. Let's play hard, smart, and together. Okay?
Yeah.
Furies, one team on three.
One, two, three.
Furies, one team!
At first, the group was called the Queen City Roller Girls All-Star Team.
But that didn't have a lot of personality to it.
That's team captain Michael Thomas. He's one of two captains on the team.
So they just wanted to do a play on words to the Buffalo City and our snowstorms, obviously. So that's where the lake effect came from. But instead of flurries, it's furies.
Meanwhile, about 30 miles away, Eric Bernardi is helping a customer choose an ice cream flavor.
Hi, what can I get for you today?
He's one of the owners of Lake Effect Artisan Ice Cream in Lockport, New York. It's a tiny little ice cream shop located in the downtown area. So what does this frosty treat of happiness have in common with the troublesome effects of Lake Effect snow?
The reason it made sense is because Lake Effect is synonymous with cold. For some people, it's a good thing. For other people, it's not something they really care for. But, we're certainly doing our best to try and put a positive spin on it.
Eric and his partner, Jason Wolf, discussed the name of the business at length. They eventually agreed on a name that closely connects with the region and its people.
It's part of the region. It's great. But then we started to realize how far Lake Effect really goes.
Right.
Around all the Great Lakes, around all through Canada, everybody knows what it is.
When using this weather phenomenon for a brand or service, context is key, says Seth Oyer. He's a public communications professor at Buffalo State College.
I think it has to do with, obviously, what the product or service is, because sometimes there might be something that's more fun, like an ice cream shop, or there might be something that is more serious, like a funeral home, for example, might be a little bit different.
And there's certainly something different at Pearl Street Grill and Brewery in downtown Buffalo. Hungry patrons scarf down food inside, while just outside, the Lake Effect man keeps watch. He's a statue, at least 12 feet tall, strung up on a roof, bundled in a brown coat and a brown hat.
And he's holding his hat. You could tell that some weather's bearing down on him. There's like snow on his shoulders and snow on his face.
That's Josh Catchery, the restaurant's director of operations. He says the Lake Effect Man is the logo for their Lake Effect beer. It's an American pale ale brewed on the premises. Catchery says they decided on the name Lake Effect because the city is known for its harsh winters. He's not worried that all the hardships associated with Lake Effect snow would turn people away from their brand.
I think it's done the opposite. We embrace the fact that we endure those kind of storms.
And as it turns out, residents not only endure these kinds of storms, but wear it as a badge of honor. For Here and Now, I'm Angelica Morrison.
And Angelica's story comes to us from Great Lakes Today, a collaboration of WBFO Buffalo, IdeaStream Cleveland, and WXXI in Rochester.